Hello, and welcome to Tech Almighty, exploring the fusion of God, technology, and business. The show where faith meets innovation. I'm Al Ware, your host. Today's topic, Faithful Foundations, stories of Christian entrepreneurs overcoming startup challenges. Present day, we live in a world where the pressure to succeed often overshadows our moral compass, where the rush of meeting deadlines, securing funding, and outpacing competitors can make it all too easy to lose sight of our spiritual foundation. Yet there are those among us who have managed to blend their Christian beliefs into their business ventures. We'll explore how these entrepreneurs navigate the harsh on told stories of startups, from the initial leap of faith to the day-to-day decisions that shape the culture of their companies. So whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned business owner, or simply curious about the intersection of faith, this episode promises to offer valuable insights, encouragement, and inspiration. Let's dive in. Our journey begins with a powerful piece of wisdom from Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. This verse serves as a guide for entrepreneurs venturing onto the uncertain path of starting their own business. It's a reminder that when we align our endeavors with our faith, we're not walking alone. Imagine planting a tree. Before it grows tall and strong, it needs a firm foundation in the soil, which is similar to a business from the very start of establishing a strong foundation. This foundation doesn't guarantee that the journey will be free of storms, but it does promise that when the wind blows, the business, like a well-rooted tree, will not falter easily. Faith influences the essence of a business, from its core values to its daily operations, shaping decisions that are not just profitable, but also ethical and just. Entrepreneurs who embed their Christian beliefs into their business model find that this integration acts as a compass, guiding them through challenges and towards decisions that reflect their commitment to integrity, compassion, and excellence. Entrepreneurs face countless decisions, some simple, others complex, and potentially life-changing. Dedicating these decisions to God through prayer and seeking His wisdom doesn't remove the responsibility of choice, but it does provide clarity and peace in the decision-making process. Let's consider the story of Rosa, a tech startup founder whose journey emphasizes the power of integrating faith with business. Each morning before the sun rises, Rosa sets aside time for prayer and meditation on the scripture. This daily practice is her way of dedicating the day's work to God, seeking wisdom and direction. This discipline has shaped the culture of her company. Decisions big and small are approached with a prayerful mindset, and the team is encouraged to prioritize ethical considerations and the well-being of others in their work. Rosa's approach has cultivated an environment where team members feel valued and inspired. The company's mission extends beyond profit, making a positive impact in the community. Under Rosa's leadership, the startup has navigated challenges with grace and resilience, attributing its success to not only smart strategies or innovative technologies, but to the guiding principles of faith that underpin its operations. Rosa's story is proof of how starting each day with prayer can transform not just an individual, but an entire organization. Philippians 2:3-4 serves as a profound guiding principle for Christian entrepreneurs, stating, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but to each of you to the interests of the others." This passage challenges us to rethink the traditional competitive mindset often celebrated in the business world. It calls for a shift from a focus on personal gain to prioritizing the welfare of others, embodying humility and service in our professional endeavors. We all know that the business landscape is inherently competitive, pushing companies to continuously innovate and excel. However, this persistent pursuit of success can sometimes lead to ethical dilemmas where the line between right and wrong becomes blurred. Christian entrepreneurs face the challenges of navigating this environment while maintaining their integrity and upholding ethical practices. This involves treating employees with fairness, engaging in honest business practices, and considering the impact of business decisions on customers, the community, and the environment. Let's consider the story of Grace, who founded a coffee startup committed to fair trade practices. Recognizing the hardship faced by coffee growers in developing countries, Grace made it her mission to ensure that her business would not only offer high-quality coffee, but also promote justice and fairness in the supply chain. From the beginning, Grace's startup paid above market prices to coffee farmers, ensuring they received a fair wage for their labor. This commitment extended beyond transactions. Her company invested in community projects that improved living conditions, education, and healthcare for the farmers and their families. Internally, Grace's company reflected the same values of care and respect. Employees were offered fair wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and development. The workspace culture emphasized teamwork, respect, and mutual support, memory the teachings of Jesus on love and service. Grace's commitment to ethical entrepreneurship has not only benefited the coffee growers and her employees, but also resonated with customers who value integrity and social responsibility. Through stories like Grace, we see how ethical entrepreneurship grounded in Christian values can thrive in a competitive business environment. By aligning business practices with principles of fairness, honesty, and concern for the well-being of others, Christian entrepreneurs can make a meaningful impact witnessing their faith through actions that speak louder than words. James 1:2-4 offers a counterintuitive perspective on facing trials. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. This passage doesn't just ask us to endure difficulties. It invites us to embrace them with joy, understanding that they are opportunities for growth. Entrepreneurship is filled with uncertainty. Financial difficulties, market competition, operational challenges, or even the failure of a product or service can test the most seasoned entrepreneurs. In these moments, faith becomes a light of hope and a source of strength. Turning to prayer, leaning on the support of faith-based community, and trusting in God's plan can provide entrepreneurs with the resilience needed to navigate through storms. Faith encourages entrepreneurs to view challenges not as obstacles, but as steps on the path to growth. It embraces a mindset of perseverance, enabling them to look beyond the immediate setback and focus on the bigger picture. This perspective is important to learn from it in order to emerge stronger. The journey of an entrepreneur is not meant to be walked alone. The Christian faith emphasizes community and mutual support. In times of struggle, the encouragement, prayers, and the practical help from the fellow believers can be a lifeline. Trusting in God's plan means acknowledging that our vision is limited. Let's look at Michael, who launched a tech startup with a vision to revolutionize how we use digital health platforms. Despite initial enthusiasm, the company faced significant hurdles. Funding ran dry, the development team encountered technical roadblocks, and the market entry was delayed. It seemed as if every effort was met with a new challenge, pushing the startup to the brink of failure. During this period, Michael found peace and strength in his faith. He began each day with prayer, not asking for success, but for wisdom, patience, and the ability to discern God's direction for his venture. He also sought the support of his church community, who rallied around him with encouragement, advice, and even financial support to keep his dream alive. Through this period of trial, Michael learned the true meaning of perseverance. He realized that his faith was a foundational element of his entrepreneurial journey. This shift in his perspective led to a breakthrough, not just in overcoming the immediate challenges, but in redefining the vision and strategy of his startup. The company eventually found a new niche, one that was more aligned with Michael's values and the needs of the community he aimed to serve. Michael's story illustrates how faith can guide entrepreneurs through the darkest hours, providing not only strength to persevere, but also illuminating a path forward that aligns with his values. Matthew 5:16 encourages us to let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This powerful verse serves as a call for Christian entrepreneurs, especially in the tech industry, to use their platforms, skills, and innovations not just for commercial success, but as a means to make a positive impact in the world. In the context of technology, this means creating solutions that address societal challenges, uplift the underserved, and reflect the love and compassion of Christ. We live in an era where technology has become intertwined with almost every aspect of our lives. Its reach and influence cannot be overstated. And with this comes a significant responsibility. For Christian entrepreneurs, this means looking beyond the bottom line to see how technology can be used for the greater good. Whether it's through developing apps that embrace community support, platforms that facilitate charitable giving, or innovations that address environmental issues, technology offers endless opportunities to make a difference. Using technology for good aligns perfectly with Christian values. It's about stewardship, utilizing the resources and talents we've been given to serve others and glorify God. The intersection of faith, technology, and business opens up unique avenues for witnessing and ministry. Startups now have the potential to spread the message of faith through ethical business practices, creating products that have a positive social impact, and engage in philanthropy. Technology can break down barriers, connect people across the globe, and provide platforms for sharing the gospel and Christian teachings in accessible and relevant ways. Let's look at LightPath, a tech startup founded by a group of Christian entrepreneurs. Recognizing the growing need for connection and support within communities, they developed a mobile app that connects volunteers with local nonprofit organizations and community service opportunities. The app uses geolocation to match users with volunteering opportunities based on their skills, interests, and availability. But LightPath went a step further. It incorporated features that allow users to share stories of their volunteering experiences, fostering a sense of community and encouraging more people to get involved. The platform also provided resources for spiritual growth and reflection, integrating Bible verses and prayer guides related to the service and compassion. Through their innovative app, LightPath has not only facilitated countless acts of service, but also created a space where faith and action intersect. The startup's success demonstrates how technology can be a powerful tool for connecting people, addressing social needs, and glorifying God through good deeds. Now let's recap key points. In today's episode, we've journeyed through profound intersections of faith, technology, and entrepreneurship. We began by understanding the importance of laying a foundation of faith in business inspired by Proverbs 16:3, which encourages us to commit to our work to the Lord. We discussed how integrating Christian values not only guides decision-making, but also establishes a culture of integrity and purpose. We then navigated the world of ethical entrepreneurship, reflecting on Philippians 2:3-4, called to value others above ourselves. Our journey then took us through the challenges of adversity, with James 1:2-4, reminding us of the joy and growth that come from facing trials with faith. We share stories of entrepreneurs who, through prayer, community support, and God's trust, turn obstacles into opportunities for learning and redirection, embodying resilience and perseverance. And finally, we dived into the potential use of technology for good. Guided by Matthew 15:16, encouragement to let our light shine, we highlighted how startups can have the power of technology to solve real-world problems, help those in need, and spread the message of faith. As we conclude today's episode, I encourage you, our listeners, to reflect on your own entrepreneurial journey. Consider how you can integrate your faith into your business practices, whether it's through daily prayer for guidance, ethical decision-making, facing challenges with trust in God, or using technology to serve others. There are countless ways to embody our Christian values in the work you do. If you love this episode or any of our episodes, please hit the follow button and share it with your family and friends. Your support means the world to us, and it helps us spread the message even further. Thank you for being a part of our community and for helping us share these important conversations. Now let's end this episode with a prayer. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes and focus, I invite you to join me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom, inspiration, and encouragement shared today. We ask you to bless each entrepreneur listening to this episode. Grant them with wisdom to make sound decisions, strength to face the trials that may come their way, and courage to stand firm in their faith. Help them to see their businesses not just as a means to an end, but as a platform for your glory. May they be lights in this world, reflecting your love and compassion through their actions and innovations. Guide their steps, Lord, and let your favor be upon their endeavors. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning into Tech Almighty. I'm Al Ware, and it's been a blessing to discuss this critical aspect of faithful foundations and share stories of how Christian entrepreneurs overcame startup challenges. Join me next time for more insights where technology, business, and Christianity converge. Until then, keep striving for excellence in all you do, guided by faith.